2 years ago, Morning Edition broadcast a commentary by author Mary Sojourner about her decision to give up email and return to more traditional ways of communicating with people. But she's back online.
I sold out. I admit it. I'm back on email. Life made me an offer I couldn't, make that wouldn't, refuse. There was no gun to my head, no threat of a cement overcoat. Life said, if you want to earn a living, you got to hustle in reality. Go back on email. I loved my 2 years offline, finding fat letters in the mailbox, hearing beloved voices on the phone, word dancing in real time, tangoing with nuance, with intonation, with silence. There was more. Offline, I felt my connection with the Western Earth begin to restore itself, as though it had been waiting for me to slow down, to come away from a glowing screen and into real light. I was able to sit at the foot of the double-trunked pine on the edge of the meadow and do nothing, watching. So quiet, a turquoise stellar jay hopped close to my feet. As twilight shifted across the bird's gleaming feathers, I felt I lived in my body as essentially as the jay did. But life spoke, or more accurately, my betrayal of my life. I made some bad investments, not in the stock market. I shoved my money cheerfully into slot machines and took a chance on a publishing jackpot bailing me out. I lost, hit bottom, and in the clarity that can follow a bad fall, I stopped hoping for a jackpot and took my work, my writing, back into my own hands. When a friend said, I'm going to help you, but you've got to get back on email for the convenience of the bookstores and for me, I didn't hesitate. Today, I'm glad to have the excuse to be back. I take 5 minutes rather than 30 to send letters thanking the Flagstaff City Council members who passed a civil liberties resolution concerned about the Homeland Security Act. A friend's email sends me directly to a front-page New York Times story about our council's courage. I click and send the article on to a dozen friends. I think about how harsh my judgments had been of those of us hooked on the web. And I remember the woman who sent me a card shortly after my going offline commentary. She wrote that her life was racing out of control, thanked me for living my values, and added, I'm not quite ready to live mine. If I had her email address today, I'd write her. Sister, I would say, apparently I'm not ready to live my values either. I wonder what that makes us. Hypocrites, maybe. Ordinary mortals, for sure.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of the short story collection Delicate. Her comments are recorded at Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.